raw, unfiltered, and always brutally honest. I'm Kay Renee, and welcome to Brutal Honesty. Hey guys, I know it's been a minute, but I am back. So welcome back to another episode of Brutal Honesty with your girl Kay Renee. It's been a while, I know. The last episode you heard of me was back in August, I think.
Dang.
Yeah. The episode that we talked about, me, you, Ashley, Jersey, and Darren, we got back from California Dreaming.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's been a minute since y'all actually heard a whole voice from me. But I took that off for personal reasons, some stuff that happened. Don't regret anything that I said, but I just felt it was best to just take it off. And then if you guys listen, then you guys know that I've been uploading past interviews that I've did for my YouTube channel, which is also Kid the Bookworm. And I have on there Christina C. Jones, Benjamin Charles, and Emmanuel Ingram. So if you guys have not listened to those, make sure you do, because we are close to 5,000 plays. Gang, gang, gang. But today, I have a special guest with me. You already know his voice. You know who he is. It's my cousin Brandon here. So what's going on, cuz? How are you?
I'm doing good. Hopefully, okay. I don't get edited this
you
time.
You won't get edited.
We're going to see.
You won't get edited. How was your Thanksgiving, even though I kind of spent it with you?
That was pretty straight, you know. Normal family arguments. Got some Black Friday shopping done.
How was that?
Spent too much, goddamn.
And I wasn't on Black Friday shopping.
Yeah. So I'm sipping this wine right now. Too much. Went to go pick up some new fragrances, but they ain't really had nothing.
Nice and major?
Nah, I ain't had nothing.
True. Well, the thing is, I haven't really heard anything bad about Black Friday besides like that one thing in North Carolina, but here I haven't heard anything. So that's an actual positive.
No, it's straight. There was nothing too crazy.
So that's positive. I'm very, very proud of that. So we're gonna go ahead and get into sports talks because we have a lot to talk about.
We do.
Cam is back.
He is. Superman
Cam.
Look good.
Cam.
He look good. You guys fuck our damn on defense.
If
man.
You guys don't know, Cam Newton is officially back with the Carolina Panthers for 1 year. He signed a $10 million deal.
He should have cleaned up house because they should have never let his ass go.
I agree. He signed a $10 million deal, 1.5 bonus. I think 4 of that was guaranteed, I believe. 4.5 of it was guaranteed. Yeah. So he came back. He came back officially when we played the Cardinals. We won that game. First two games he did, it was touchdowns. We just played Washington last week, and we did lose, unfortunately. But it was a good game, even though our defense sucked ass, like Brandon said. I just wish that, you know, we would have won against them. Could have been, you know, John Rivera would say. Basically, like, the whole crew is back again. If we really kind of,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
we really kind of, like,
Cam got 3 touchdowns, I think 162 yards.
Yeah, so.
Our defense just didn't do what they needed to do.
Didn't do what they need to do. Hopefully, he does better on tomorrow. We got to play Miami.
They got us in the negatives against Miami. That shit crazy.
Yeah, we play Miami tomorrow. So, I'm excited for that. Hopefully we do better with that. I'm praying. Let's see. What else has been going on since the last time we talked? Oh, the Braves. Shout out to the Braves. They won the World Series.
Did they?
They did. Shout out to them. I'm happy about that. That was a good-ass game, actually.
You can tell, you know, I'm not
No,
really
you're not in baseball.
Play baseball.
It was okay.
Don't watch
yeah,
them.
But it was good. I watched that game. They played against the Houston Astros. Who else? Shout out to the Sky, Chicago Sky, for winning their first WNBA championship. Let's get into it. It's basketball. What's going on with your boy?
Who?
LeBron.
That ain't my boy. Not my boy.
Cause he
Mello is my dude.
Cause
that's
he,
one of the goats right there.
Cause he getting like in the fights. He just sent like two people away.
Yeah, I think he got fined like $15,000.
Yeah,
I think
he got
dick.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the ignorance of LeBron. I want him to, you know, bring that out.
What was the purpose of him throwing, like, taking, ejecting to
oh,
of the field?
I don't know.
I didn't hear
I
that
didn't,
part. I
when
just
it's
saw
football
the video.
Season, I don't watch nothing NBA unless it got the chef on it.
Gotcha.
Because the chef is doing his thing.
He is. I
averaging
watched
33 points. I got the Warriors.
What was
I got
name?
The Warriors going the whole way.
I watched them when they played his brother, the 76ers.
Yeah.
But that was a good game.
Steph, yeah.
That was a good game.
I got Warriors in 5 for the finals. I'm skipping the whole Western final. I'm talking about the actual NBA. It's going to be the Bucks versus Golden State.
You think so?
the thing is, Klay's not even back yet. And Klay averages, he's going to average you at least 25. So put everything plus 25 points.
And you get a point.
Like, Curry is, the man's an MVP. He should have got MVP last year.
Yeah, touche. So, I agree. I totally agree with that. I don't know. So, like I said, football season is almost done. It don't even seem like it's been done, but it's almost done.
It ain't done until the Panthers can't make play. We still in there. We're in second. We're second place. We're
second place in our standing. So I got a feeling
we're going to make playoffs. We need to win. We need the Bucks to lose. Of course, we just need the Saints to go ahead and take another dive. Because after we play, Miami, we have the Bills. After the Bills, we got the Bucks. Then we got the Falcons. Then we got the Bucks. So we were really supposed to win Washington. That was supposed to be like a. These two games will be gimme games. Like, this is supposed to go ahead and put us in the tie with the damn Bucks. Mm. But I need the Colts to win. That's my boy Justin's team. Unfortunately, shout I'm rooting out to for the Bucks. I meant for the Colts.
Who are they playing against? How are they playing against?
They're playing the Bucks.
Oh!
So I need the Colts to actually do something. But at the end of the day, the Cowboys are losing. So I'm happy the Cowboys are doing what the Cowboys are going to do.
That game. Thursday I told was everybody,
all the Cowboy fans, I think they were like 6-1. I said, listen, don't worry. For some reason, when the weather gets really cold, the Cowboys
they chicken
do
out.
What
they
the Cowboys out. Are known
they
to do.
They chicken and freak out.
And it's to lose. The Cowboys are known to lose, and they are going to lose again next week.
That game was hilarious.
They are.
That game
facts.
Was funny.
Facts.
And then it went in, what, there was a double overtime or just overtime?
Overtime. Just
that
overtime.
That shit was funny. Talking all that shit. And then they fucking lose to the fucking Raiders. That's hilarious. But since we're on the Raiders, me and you haven't talked since that whole situation. What do you think? What's going on? Like, what do you think about what happened with the Raider? What his name is?
Oh, John Gruden?
Yes.
I'm
you
not
guys don't know
to.
What happened. I think it was that Monday, November the 2nd or 3rd. Everybody got a notification, if you on ESPN, about him getting into an accident.
It was an accident. You talking about emails?
No. What his name is?
Oh, you talking about brother who hit the dang on who ran to the car?
Yes.
Oh, ain't nothing to talk about. He's sad. Go ahead and throw your hand in. He done. Ain't nothing to talk about with that. Yeah, he done.
I
thought you talking about John Gruden.
Mm-mm.
I'm about to say he's hilarious.
No, not him.
That was hilarious.
What did he do? I didn't know.
His emails. What are you talking about?
Oh, that.
I mean,
that was a lot. Too.
I can't be upset with him. Because he went for everybody.
He did.
He's a traditional white man.
He did.
He went for everybody. It wasn't black people. That's like he went for the gays. He went for women.
Yeah.
He went for the president.
Mm-hmm. He went for everybody.
Some way I respect his way. He really went for everybody. He
like,
is just.
This. I'm done.
Yeah, but you talk about dude who went like 160, but hit the car like at 120. No, he's dumb. He's fat.
And then his baby mama was in the car.
This might sound really bad.
There was a lot of people saying that.
This might sound really bad. She should have took that.
See, that's what somebody else said, too.
She supposed to take that.
No, why?
She
supposed to
take that. She.
No!
She supposed to take that. Keep the bag.
No.
That's the baby. So what are they supposed to do?
Did you know she worked for the organization, too?
Fucking, what about me?
No.
You making 100 grand versus a million is very different.
No. I ain't taking shit. If anything, her ass should never been in the fucking call. If anything.
Yeah, I mean he's an idiot. The thing is like
she shouldn't have been in the call with him. And, I mean, granted, if they were together and she knew the level of him being drunk. Granted, now I'm not saying this too. Granted, I think everybody has been driving drunk before.
Cool boy. Have we?
I haven't, because I don't drink.
No,
drugs.
Hell no. You just started driving.
I just started driving. Even if I'd been doing it, I probably wouldn't drink.
I'm taking
drugs.
Your license away if I hear you driving drunk.
But I think everybody has, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, it's just like there's a certain level to extend.
Yeah, I've never sat there and wanted to race my car. Like, it's not good. Trust me, no one don't drink and drive.
Please don't.
But I was the kind who was, but I would be in the very, very slow lane. Like, I knew I was not good, so I'm in the slow lane. He wasn't good and in the very fast lane.
Very.
So, I don't know if it's some jock thing or something.
Him
but
hearing the screams of her being died alive.
I think that's a little bit kind of.
And him being in a date. I've said he's done for.
No, he said.
He's done.
But you know who else is that? That guy who slammed the girl.
Oh, Zach?
Man. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, that nigga strong.
Yeah.
Like the way he threw her.
Did you see the video?
I'm in the gym. I was like, yo, can I proper throw someone like that?
Did you see the video?
Yeah, I saw the full extent video. The thing is like this. I don't defend guys like that. Like, he's already no good piece of shit. I wonder what she did to make him that mad. Because apparently when he went to go, like, left hooker or right, or, you know, right jab, he was like, and you said, I'm the reason why we broke up. So I want to know what she did. And she was too calm. So she done seen this rage before.
I think so. But I don't think she... But apparently, from what I was told, I'm not blaming the victim or anything like that. Apparently, this is the first time recording it. Because I think she's... I think this is not his first time actually doing it. But I think every time that she goes to the cops about it, it doesn't... I think it just...
Yeah, I'm going
to
say this right here.
Under the bridge.
Yeah, I'm going to say this.
But my thing is, too, he got, like... He went to jail, but then he got a $10,000 bond.
So he's out. I mean, my thing is like this right here. Which might... Again, might not sound bad. It might not sound good at all. But I'm saying this. If the man doesn't hit you one time before... Unless you're one of these circumstances where you literally have, like...
Nowhere else to go.
You literally have nowhere to go. But what's the odds of that? It's kind of high up there. Why in the world are you staying? Like, please tell me. Like, that's the one thing I always say. Like, why? Or it's one thing if you got an habitual cheater. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. But when you got a man who's sitting there... I'm talking about he been throwing them things on her. Like, she tough. He was really putting some work on her. See, that's a tough woman. She's really looking to fight. But she can take a hit. She took a hit. She did take that damn hit. Because I would have folded. But, like, why are you staying for that?
Sometimes
like,
it can
I
be a
feel
sarge-
bad.
It
but then at the same time,
be,
like...
How you it can be a psychological thing. Like, I feel as if sometimes... That mental...
Is it more mental? It can be psychological.
It's more mental. Because sometimes you have dudes like that. Dudes like that will break you to where you don't have... All you could do is depend on them. So you have nowhere else to go.
Now I got
to
ask a question about this right here. Now, because I don't understand because, like...
I don't know if person understand either. I'm saying is giving my advice because I've never been in that type of situation.
I don't know.
Now, granted,
I've been
in an emotional and mental...
I could
relationship,
yeah, I could
but physical wise, I've never been there, so I can't say.
Yeah,
I will never do that if I've never been in her shoes.
Like,
I really don't know.
I feel more bad for women who's been in more mental abuse than physical. Mental is like, you know, that's like if your man says like you're fat, you're worthless, like no one wants you. It's like, oh shit, like you don't really know, but like you know when you got hit.
Yeah, but at the same time, like I said, mental and physical can be hand in hand.
Oh man, that's
because
crazy.
Like I said, there's some women out there. Like, what was it, Michelle? I think the Michelle story. I think when her mom was like being hit by her dad or something like that, and her mom, like on like the first scene, her mom tells her, "If your man doesn't hit you, he doesn't love you."
Well,
and then you
shit.
See the, and you see the and you see like throughout the movie, you saw her getting with Dr. Dre, you saw her dating Suge Knight, and all they did was hit her. To the point where her, like, I think Suge Knight hit her so bad that I think she, like, messed up her eardrum or, like, her jaw got broke.
That's why she talked the way she do?
No, she been talking like that.
Oh.
But I think, like, her jaw was, like, fractured because the way Suge Knight hit her or some shit like that. It takes a lot.
I'm not saying there's no mental thing, but I can't really...
I really can't say because I
can't
never
speak on
there.
It because I don't...
You don't do that, and I've never been in that situation. I pray to God I don't ever be in that situation.
I can understand a man being that goddamn on mad, but I just don't understand, like... I don't get both parties. Like, you gotta be off the wall crazy to sit there and, like excuse me, body slammer.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the hits are one thing.
He body slammed her to the point where the TV fell on her.
He threw her into the TV.
And the TV fell on her. And then he ends it with, I love you, and shut the door.
My thing like this, if that was her first, I feel so bad for like a woman who goes through that the first time. Like, I mean, I feel horrible. But is this your fourth time? Brother, hey, lady. Hey.
It's just the fact that the baby was there.
Yeah.
The baby watched that whole thing. That's the thing that got me. It was like the baby was right there. And then... Yeah.
You arrest.
So
he only got $10,000 fine.
Yes, yeah, it. And then he's out.
What state is he in?
Florida. Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know.
There might be a few niggas that about to move their lady.
I honestly do not know.
Cause you only got $1,000 woman ass like that.
$10,000.
Woman ass like that.
$10,000. Apparently, he was out. And the thing was, when she told the cops took forever in the day to freaking arrest him in the first place.
There gotta be a backstory to this. Gotta be.
I don't know, but...
Well, I mean, you know, that's probably about, like, the right fine for that. Because, I mean, you have to, like... I'm not saying it's not a serious offense, but you gotta, like... Like, I know drugs are more, and, like, killing is way more. So, it's not like he's an endangerment to society, per se.
Endangerment to her. So, I just hope that she got a...
Well, hopefully she got a straight and press charges.
Yeah. That's all you can do at this point. I just hope that everything works out for her. Prayers go out to her. And whoever is in that situation. Because,
Yeah. So, I mean, so what do you feel about the was it Ritterman? Ritterman? That's white boy name? For the riots?
Oh, I knew it was coming. It's one of those things, it's just like, you kind of figured that was going to. When they told him he could pick his own jury, that's when I knew.
Well, I'm going to say this right here.
That's when I knew that nigga was getting
off. I'm about to be on the other side. Only thing I see the boy should be charged with, honestly, depending on the law of that state, I don't know about having the gun. Now, when I decide to do like my own little research and stuff like that, the boy didn't do nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong. Number one, I don't know why all these black people upset. He'll get white people.
No, he killed white
people. It's wrong. He didn't kill no black people. Oh, it's all white people. Now, I'm not saying it's right because they're white.
Yeah.
But I stay out of white business. So that's number one. So I guess people are like, if he was black, it'd be different. No shit, Sherlock. Yeah, of course. I don't know why people keep making it seem like it's not known. Like, if you're black, you're going to be treated different white people. I don't really care about that.
We kind of off that digest.
Yeah, it makes no sense. But the only thing he should be charged with is having the weapon, depending on the state laws. Because, you know...
I don't think he was of age to have it in the first place.
That's the thing. So, you know, like, my boy, he in jail right now for selling weed, but he defended himself and ended up, you know, murdering people.
Yeah,
so, the issue is the weed was illegal. So, the issue is if the gun was illegal for him, then he wouldn't have killed the people. So, you see what I mean? Like, he should, you know, all the stuff should fall onto him.
And then, doing a little bit more research, I think he also was out of... He wasn't even from the state.
No, he's from the state. His dad was from there, apparently.
Oh, okay.
So, he had a reason of being there. Oh, and apparently, in that state... It was okay for him to have the gun. It wasn't his gun. It's okay for someone else to give you their gun, apparently. So, I mean, he was 17. So, I mean, certain states, he could probably only be 17 to have a gun.
That's true.
So, I don't know. But looking into that case more, apparently he was attacked first.
And he just kind of defended himself.
He defended himself. I don't see nothing wrong. The boy defended himself. Now, again, I don't know the full state law on if... He can have a gun. If he wasn't old enough to have the gun, then that should be totally different. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't really see nothing wrong with it.
So, what do you think about the Aubrey case?
Oh, they had to get him. I think, like, white people like that makes, like, the judicial system mad. Because, like, damn it, if you would have killed the black person in more of a way that we can defend you, we got your back. But when you sit there, like, the cop who went to jail... It's like, damn, we can't really help you with that. Like, we gotta make examples.
Well, the person that killed him, if you guys don't know, the person that killed him got basically all 9 accounts. He got guilty on all 9. The second person, I think he got all 8. And I think the last person got like 7 or 6 accounts against him. All of them going to jail, basically.
And but how long are they going for?
That's the thing, we don't know yet.
I think the most is 10. 10 years. For whoever actually killed the guy, I think they'll be out in about 6-7.
And then apparently the attorney
who... Wild and solitary.
Of course. The attorney who actually had the case, but then she, like, basically said she just, like, no. She also got locked up.
You get locked up.
So there's apparently the attorney actually had the case, and then she apparently... Kind of conflict of interest because she knew the people.
Who, the killer?
Yeah. She knew all. I think she knew the dude that actually shot him or something, or the father. So she kind of played on the back burner. And so I think one of the attorneys, if I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of the attorneys from her office went to the media about the video. I think that's how that went. And that's why it kind of made national news because the attorney from there. So, I mean, one for us. But like you said, I don't, like somebody said too on the Shade Room, she was like, we really won't get victory until we find out the charge, until we found out the jail time.
black people, you know, besides Ahmaud Arbery, but like, especially when you deal with the cops, just shut up and just go on and get your ticket. Like, it's really
no But that reason. One right there, if it's just on call for.
I mean, it was. Like, I don't know the full story about it. Like, I don't know where the hell he was at in
Georgia. He was running. He was, like, that's the neighborhood that he normally runs in, and they just came out. And
yeah, you really can't do nothing with that. Like, that's and running stuff.
And if one of the attorneys asked him, did he say something to you? No. Did he have a gun on him? No. So why'd you kill him? What was the purpose?
Yeah, you can't really defend that.
Like, if he didn't do anything to you, he didn't bother you, he was doing his, he was just running, what was the purpose of killing him?
Only thing I can think of, honestly, is, like, if that area of town is known to have, like, some type of prejudice and racism, like, just stay, I don't.
Like I said, I don't know. It's just sad that, you know, 2021 is the case of, like, I'd say even the pandemic, 2020, 2021 has been hell.
I ain't gonna lie, the pandemic was good to me. I apologize for anybody who's been through a lot of stuff. Pandemic was good to me.
It was good to me too. It opened my eyes for a lot of shit.
Goddamn good for me.
It opened my eyes for a lot of shit.
You trying to tell me I got to just sit home, I got to relax, got to chill.
For me, it just kind of just made new job. Oh, yeah, you did get a new job within it.
Hell yeah, I was like that. A fool off that
pandemic. I forgot about that.
What?
But for me, I think the pandemic made me see that it's okay to be alone. You don't have to rush anything. People you thought was going to be in your life really ain't in your life no more.
I loved it.
And it definitely grew me. I will say it definitely grew me into the person I am now.
Because
I think if I didn't go through that pandemic, I don't think I would be doing half the shit I'm doing now. Like, I legit think I probably wouldn't be writing if I didn't go through it.
Everybody calm down. Like, you just have to sit back and just find out, like, what the hell it is you really want to do.
Exactly. I agree. Yeah. I totally agree with that.
I think the pandemic either made you or break you. Not physically, because, you know, some people went through deaths and stuff, which, you know, I'm sorry if you went through that.
Yeah, I went through three.
If you didn't go through that, like, it really made you realize, like, all right, what to work on. You know me, I was unemployed.
Yeah.
You know, a nigga been fired three times.
Not five. Like,
three times. How many times? Three times. So I just kind of let go off of that one. It was like, shoot, I'm about to just, you know, just work on my craft, which is IT.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Pull the job off in the middle of the pandemic.
Amen to that. For me, I signed to a publishing company, released my first book, got released within 6 months of that, just to do another publishing deal, and I've left that one, so now I'm completely independent.
There you go.
And I think, granted, there was no beef on this one. I just felt as if I didn't fit there.
Now, if you go back a few podcasts ago, I did tell you before you should be independent.
You did.
I did say that.
No, you did.
You know, I am that person to be like I told you.
Yeah, you did.
I did say that.
You did, and I totally agree with that. You did. And at the time, I just felt like I wasn't ready to go that route.
Mm-hmm.
But now that, you know, I got the resources, I, you know, got the people that I could talk to that could say, hey, how do you do this? Or what do you do to edit, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, buying the material, making my own covers. If you guys don't know, the new year book that's out now on pre-order, called Here and Now, I made that cover. So, you know, being able to do those, I'm just like, I could do this on my own.
Are you made a cover?
I made a cover.
That's a cover. Huh? I'm still waiting for my goddamn fragrance page, but you know.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Next year. I got you.
God damn, I still got a whole month.
I got two more books I got to write out before the end of the year, man. Start fresh next year. All
right.
But yeah, so speaking of the year is over. Like, it's done technically next year.
Yeah.
So if you had one thing you could say, like, for right now, that you could say that you, like, accomplish, or give me, like, three things you said you could accomplish with it.
That accomplishes you?
Yeah. As of now, but you know, we got a whole month left.
From beginning of this year to now? Because I didn't do shit, I was chilling. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I got a great job. You know, I'm chilling. Everybody's healthy, everybody's doing good. I'm living day by day. Okay. I ain't gonna lie to you. Now, if you asked me that like a year, like 2 years ago, then I could say, like, when 2020 first hit, But I just picked up more hobbies. That's it. Like, I got into my fragrances.
Yes, got into the fragrance. Let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah, we want to know about that one.
Cool scents. Let's go. It's when it's coming back. First of all, what made you get into it?
Well, you know,
because there was something like a hobby. It's a hobby. If you guys don't follow him, he was posted on stories of his fragrance of the day and stuff like that. So, what made you want to get into that?
I always enjoy fragrances. I'm not gonna lie to you, you know, as being like a fellow big guy back in the day, you know, there's always stereotype, like, you know, big guys
smell,
always.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I always made sure, like, you know, you always kept your hygiene good, you always gotta have some good cologne. And I don't know, I just kind of like just decided, like, I just want, if starting a competition with my boy Jersey, because he has so many.
Oh, Lord.
And I was like, well, bump it. I'm just gonna start, like, picking up different things. And I saw, like, different YouTube pages. And I realized, like, there's different scents for, like, different, you know, seasons. Uh-huh. Or different, if you're going to work, going to the gym, or shit, even going to bed, going to dinner. So I just started, like, picking different fragrances up, and I just started realizing, like, you know, that's, like, a really good hobby. So, about, like, 2022, I'm going to start my page. Don't worry, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I want to kind of, like, find, like, the more higher-end fragrances.
Okay.
But for more of a cost-efficient way, because you have, like, the Aventus Creed, or one of the new hot commodities, like the Baccarat 540. It's just running about, like, $300-$400 a bottle.
Yeah.
But then you can always find, like, a replica version that you can't... You're not going to know the difference.
So you think you... It's so more so you want to do, like...
For the average man...
So, like, dupes.
Yeah.
So basically dupes. Okay.
Yeah. Like, just, you know, to let you know, like, you know, a lot of people going to be like, oh, I have to get this one. Because I went to Creed in Vegas. They're all disappointed.
Really?
No, they're all disappointed. Because, like, bottle costs about $350, probably lasts on you maybe an hour.
Damn.
I found, like, a replica version of it lasts on you for at least 6 hours. Mm. For a fourth of the price. So, I mean, but a lot of people don't really know that, because a lot of people just go ahead and buy it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no one's really going to, unless you like posting your bottles up and this and that. But a lot of people are not really going to know that, you know, that it's a different bottle. So.
Okay. All right. For me, if I had to choose, my license in my car.
Yes, you think?
Yeah, my license in my car. I think those are the main accomplishments, like I say, that I did. Granted, you know, I did do, you know, I, my book, my first book I got out, you know, that's amazing. Shout out to Close to You. Close to You will be out, will be re-released on the 1 year anniversary. That's what I'm pushing for. I could not find, I looked yesterday, I think it was like, what, Thursday or Wednesday, I think. Me and my dog, Tiff. We were going through, we were on FaceTime, and we were just looking through, I was looking through my emails, and I couldn't find my original cover for Close to You. Because I was organizing covers, and I put them in a separate folder, and I couldn't find my original cover for Close to You. And I just felt as if that was a sign that said, okay, you could redo the cover. So I'm getting the cover redone. I found somebody for that. I talked to somebody who's also an author, and she read the novel Right Way to Love for me, the book that was supposed to come out with my publisher. And she was just like, this is a good book, but I feel like it could be a little bit more. So she gave me some tips on how to revise it. So hopefully that'll be out next year as well. And she's doing that cover for me officially. So I'm going to ask if she does it. And hopefully, I know she'll do a good job on that cover. So I'm going to ask her to do Close to You for me too. So that's done. But yeah, I got my license. And I said I want to get my license before
That was a big one.
That right was there. A huge that's one. That was a huge
understand.
One.
Y'all don't understand.
And I said I wanted to get my license before I turned 29. And I got it February 5th, 2021.
Damn, I'm about to be 30.
I know. And then then 2 weeks later I got my car. My baby Midnight. And it just be me and her. I haven't really drove it like I want to.
14 you days. Do.
You have a month and 14 days, so you turn 30. I got like 5 months. Damn. I got 5 months.
God, that's what we. I have a podcast like to repeat you, like go through your 20s. Like, what do you? The best thing you remember or regret from your
20s? Oh God. Okay. Let me finish this. We can go into that. So yeah. So those are the main two things. Like, actually, the main three things. Publish the book. and got my car and license. So going into that, I think for me, the major thing that I regret, because if you guys don't know, we are 29. Brandon's birthday is in January. My birthday is in April. Shout out to the Clemsons. One of my Tigers for beating the Gamecocks 30-0. Gang, gang.
Damn.
Gang, gang. But yeah, so the biggest thing I regret in my 20s, giving people time who didn't need my time.
Y'all gonna say wasting time on
wasting time on ruthless people. And that goes for friendships and relationships.
Amen.
But there's some people who I thought it would be in my life forever. Mm-hmm. That didn't even last. And people that I've known for years who I thought would be in my life forever didn't even last. So I think that's the main thing I regret. The thing that I'm blessed for. And I know this might sound bad. But I know this might sound bad. I think for me, it probably has to be being able to say I'm okay about where I'm at and not rush things. I think me turning 20, I honestly think me turning 29 really was like the catapult of that. Like, it was like, you're not where you want to be, but it's okay because you're working toward where you want to go.
Yeah, I think we got about six more years till we like, you like, you're stuck.
Yeah, I think that's where it was at.
Yeah. I think for men, financially, you got until you're 35. Because, you're gonna be 35 because you said that 40, you pretty do.
Yeah. I think that's where I'm at for me. I think for me right now, I just like, I'm okay. Like, granted, I'm not at the job I want, but I'm working to the job I want to get. I'm still trying to save as much as I can from moving out. I'm doing what I love, writing books, and that's going well. Interviewing people, and that's going well.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, we can talk about that in a minute. But yeah, so I think that's the main thing. But I think if you're turning 21 or you're in your 20s, don't waste your time on niggas and people who don't really mean shit.
If you're in your 20s, I'll tell you this. You should not even really look into even being married. If you're a guy, I think you after 27. Because when you're 20...
When you're in your early 20s, you're
not going to... I wouldn't regret. Especially if you're coming out of college. Like, exactly. If you're in the working world, I can't say nothing because I never experienced that. But if you're, like, coming out of college, like, at 22, 23... Like, you're just now even just barely making money.
You don't know who you are.
You're going to change.
You don't even know who you are.
Trust me. That's without a kid. I had a kid at 22. So, you're going to change. You're going to change slower than women. I know what they say, you know, women mature more. They honestly, I can't say that now. These women out here wilding.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's true. I'll say this. If you think you're in like a secure relationship, I definitely agree with that. Move in first,
you never see how it goes,
and then work your way up from marriage.
Yeah, work from that because I mean it's rough. You're gonna go through a lot of different changes, especially when you start making a little bit more money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're gonna make more money. You're gonna want to do more things. Maybe someone might be more stagnant.
Don't let your parents rush you into having children.
Well, I never really got that opportunity.
I
kind of dove in.
You dove in that bitch. Me, my mom and dad basically was on, like, they're not on it now, but back then they were really stressed about me getting children and this and that. No, enjoy your 20s. Your 20s is supposed to be your selfish years. So enjoy them.
Yeah, go through, hit your whole face too.
Please get that out the way.
Yeah, go ahead and knock that out.
Maybe late teens, early 20s, get your whole face out. I got mine out of the way, late teens, probably till I turned 19, 18, 19.
But if you're gonna do it low key. Don't be out here.
No, I was low key about my shit. Yeah, because
you know what? You know, I went to France, America, so we had some people who they were just out there. You don't want your name like that. Mm-mm. You want to have a good time, but don't be out there going.
And don't give it to everybody. But everybody ain't worthy of it. That's another thing too. Everybody ain't worthy of your stuff.
That is true. Us guys, we do didn't realize not every girl is worthy of this. Yeah,
not every girl worthy of it either. So just FYI.
Yeah. Yeah. You damn sure can't be. Yeah, you because can't give that girl
these diseases and people.
Knock on wood.
Facts. But still, all these diseases and shit, we got time, sis. But yeah, but live your life. Do it. Do what's best for you. Don't let anybody claim they know what's best for you because they really don't. Because 9 times out of 10, they only hating from the outside because they can't get into what you want to do. I learned that the hard way too. I was definitely valuing people's opinions more than what I really value for myself. Ooh, that was deep.
Yeah, it was.
That was deep. I like that. I like that. But yeah, so always just know what you want. And if you like it, and if you like it, and the people who claim they don't like it, then also then the people they need to be there for you. And like I said, the people that I lost this year, no love lost. I wish them nothing but the best. I have nothing but good things to say about them, and it is what it is.
But, so how's the sorority going?
Sorority's going good. Last time I saw them was Founders Day. Sorry, y'all, for hearing me in the back, my brother in the background. But it's going good, though. The last time I saw them was Founders Day.
Lord. You said Founders Day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, ours coming up.
I know.
Yo, it's going to be a cold ass day.
Oh, it's
going to
be a cold day. It's on Saturday.
Yes, it is. Lord Jesus. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Saturday coming up. Ooh. Yes, Lord.
What you doing? Can you be in Charlotte?
Oh, it depends, because you know my boy E turning 30 on the 7th.
He's turning 30? God damn, he's old.
Out of the Bay Crew, he's first. So, yeah, we might be going to Florence, unfortunately, because he was like, we can meet them, but hopefully I can just talk to him and come to Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, last time I found out it was on Saturday, it was, you can't relive that one. No, you
can't relive that
at all. Amazing, though.
But speaking of changing into careers, I stopped, but I need to get back on it. But I am getting something in with IT, and I have the IT guru here.
Lord, y'all people, I'm trying to tell my cousin, it's a whole different field. I went to school for business, got a degree in business with marketing, and I got my master's in IT, cybersecurity, and networking. And now my cousin wants to come over to IT. So, the main thing I told her, since she's not a natural computer person like me, the key thing is to have patience and know you're going to screw up. You are going to screw up. And when I mean screw up, you're going to screw up. That you're going to don't blow up a company. Don't blow up the company's network. But you're going to screw up, and you have to just accept it. Because it's going to be things that you think you know, and they're going to give you... Hopefully, you have mentors like mine, which they're going to allow you to fail on purpose, but they're going to help you. No, you're going to sing. Mm-hmm. It let me sing.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Nah, I was Titanic. I was out.
Oh, damn, Titanic.
No, I was done. I was done. But eventually, I learned from each time. So, I mean, like, you got me, so, like, I can help you with a lot of things, but I know hopefully next time I come home, like, I can just make, like, a scenario, like, yeah. What would you do in this case? But the key thing, because you're doing what, data analyst?
Mm-hmm. Data analytics.
I think that's more like scripting. Coding, maybe.
Not coding. More so Excel. A lot of stuff with Excel.
Well, shit.
Coding at all. Because for Google, it was either data analytics.
No, Linux is coding.
UX design.
The coding.
And IT support or project management.
I would honestly tell you do project management. I'll tell you this because Linux is coding. UX is coding. Not too many places use Linux. The government uses Linux. IT support.
No, UX design.
Yeah, you can be doing some coding with that.
Yeah.
So, tech support is great. I mean, I started off my first tech job. I made $21 an hour. But you can live off of that.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. But you're going you're going to go through headaches. I mean, headaches. It's different from when you have to, like, use your brain halfway versus you having to use it fully.
Yeah.
Because I'm calling you, hey, my printer's not working. That's all they tell you. It's not working. You need to figure out where you need to even start at. So some people, you know, might have to go to service. You might do this, and that. So my opinion, I think you will be best at project management.
Because you can do project management for IT, which means you have to eventually learn IT. Mm-hmm. But if you learn project management itself, I think that would be best in regards. I think that, I didn't know you had that option. I would honestly tell you to do that.
Like I said, I'm only in there for a month. I could probably change it now and go from there. But, yeah, so like I said, right now I'm just looking to see how I like it. So far, I like it. I like the fact that Google has videos and stuff that you can actually see what they do and stuff. And they did give you scenarios and all that stuff, too. So, and like I said, I've done my research. I've gone on YouTube. I've done a lot of... I actually found out about it on TikTok, to be honest with you.
In TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
How the hell you do that?
I just looked up Black Girl Tech or Black Tech. Mm-hmm. And, like, a lot of stuff came up with, like, data analytics or, like, data life and shit.
Which is cool. We do need more... we do need more black females in tech. Shit, we need more black people in tech in general. Yeah. Because my company is, like, me... Maybe, like, three others out of, like, a 100-person company.
Damn.
So... Yeah, we do need more black techs out there.
Yeah. But, yeah, a lot of people are just saying, like, if you don't have any tech things, you go through Google or go through this and this and that. And so, basically, they're giving, like, a lot of advice and stuff. Okay, okay, let me see where it goes. So, I looked it up. I liked it. And I was like, oh, I think I could do this. So, yeah, so.
Oh, yeah. I got faith in you. I know. Listen, if my dumb ass can sit there and figure it out, yeah. But the one thing that I have patience in learning. That's the thing. So the only thing I'm going to tell you, because I know you, you're going to have to accept the fact that people are going to call you a jackass. Like, but it's all meant to be, because IT people are different. IT people, most IT people don't have social skills. They usually stay in their own bubble. Mm. They don't know how to talk to people.
Gotcha.
So they're very overly blunt. Overly blunt. But luckily, I got some people who actually have social skills, but then there's people who don't got social skills. Like, they are just be like, yo, how the fuck did you even get this job? Like, you don't know nothing. They don't know how to talk to people. That's why they're really in IT. Most computer people are, the nerds and shit. You feel me? They're just nerds. So hopefully you can be like a sociable nerd.
Yeah.
So you just gotta allow yourself to do that because you're gonna learn from it. You really are, and you're gonna learn something every single day. Like, your first 2 months, if you decide to go to tech support, it's gonna be horrible.
Yeah.
Hell.
No, I'm not doing that. Like I said, but that's why I did.
The thing is, with that, the opportunity of you making money fast.
Yeah.
Oh, it starts coming in.
Yeah.
My boy went from making $30,000 to $85,000 a year. Just from, he just eventually learned. Like, I had opportunities of going to places to make similar money and stuff like that. But where I'm at and what the knowledge they're teaching me, I can make, but I know I can make more throughout the years.
Yeah.
I've only been doing IT for a year and like 5 months.
You don't seem like that, though. It seems like you've been longer.
It feels like it.
It seems longer.
But now I was at the point now, like, certain things, like, yeah, I can go ahead and knock it out.
Yeah. But like I said, I'll keep you guys updated. You'll hear from me again, most likely Christmas and definitely New Year's. But like I said, guys, I've just been so busy with writing. It's just been, my mind has been going crazy. But now that I'm actually indie, completely indie, I could probably have more flexibility to actually do this. So you guys can look out. Thank you for joining me.
No problem. And sorry for the coffee, y'all. I need the dang on fan that got me.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But, guys, that was all for this episode. I love you guys so much. This probably will be the last episode. No, I'll take it back. I'll probably do 2 more episodes and then wrap up season 5.
You got
season
a birthday 5. Episode.
Oh, birthday. You ain't going to be here. You're going to the Bahamas.
No, I'm going to Bahamas a week later.
Oh, so you're going to be here for your birthday?
I probably won't be here for my birthday.
See?
I probably won't be here for my birthday.
That's what I'm saying. So, we don't need. But, yes. So, guys, follow me at KRenee_. Follow my writing page, which is Sedona Rose Writes. All one word. Get my book, The One, that's out now. Pre-order here and now. That will be released on New Year's Eve. Brandon, write post your social media.
Oh, hold on. Let me see. My social media is, damn, I don't know, Mr. Dot New Jack.
Yes.
And that's new with JAX.
Yep.
Mr. Dot New Jack. You can find me on Facebook at Brandon Laribo. That's LARIBO.
He's always on there. I'm not, so don't follow me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not on there.
Yeah, I love seeing people drama. Snapchat, you can also follow
me. He's always on Snapchat too. I'm not on Snapchat like that.
Ice Cold Blade. Again, that's Ice Cold Blade.
I'll leave all the information below, guys.
She got that. So, again, if y'all ever have any question or debates, you know I'm always down for a debate. If Trump runs for president, I am voting for him off presidency.
Jesus Christ.
These prices are absurd. I do know COVID is crazy. I do feel I would have probably bought a house if he was in office.
Not a house.
Yeah. Because these prices are just crazy right now for everything else. So, yeah. I just have to throw it out there. Not a Trump supporter. But shit, if you help me get a house, I'll be your supporter.
I can't love with Jesus. And on that note, guys, you are out. Until next time, have faith, have confidence, love you, always be you, and I'll see you guys later.
Peace.
Bye.